I'm with Peter Cosgrove from CPL. Peter, it's the end of day one at True Dublin, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on the day and what you've thought about it.
Okay, well, exhausting day in a lot of ways, a lot of information. I think the social CV is one thing that I think is very exciting, but I would say that one of the challenges I think everybody here has today is just so many new technologies, tools, and you almost think next month there's going to be another 10 tools and another 10 technologies. So the biggest challenge seems to be, where do I spend my time? What do I look at? What I look after? We do seem to be spending a lot of our time thinking about the future, and things like job boards get mentioned as they're dinosaurs and not going to work. But you know, the reality around sourcing and I suppose social media is, if we think about the type of candidates we're looking for, they're usually the senior professional candidate or scarce skill set. So if you actually look at the recruitment market, 80% of that doesn't fall into that market. It's light industrial, it's junior, it's temporary, it's office support, it's these sort of workers. So we've yet to even discuss what's going to happen to those. Is that not still the job board? That's somebody who's just looking for a job, they want a job board. So I think one of the interesting things is we're probably ignoring a huge amount of the marketplace when we talk about sourcing and talent spotting and how we actually find passive candidates, because most of the marketplace has nothing to do with passive candidates, people who just want to put their CV up and find a job. So I think that's interesting. The one other thing I would just say is that there's, because we're all very excited about social, I think we can get a little too wrapped up in it and forget some of the basic things, where sometimes we just need to pick up the phone and speak to somebody. And it's not that anyone disagrees with that, but we can almost get so technical, people asking questions like, why doesn't someone come back to me? We'll pick up the phone and ask them. Or how do I find out when this happens? Ask them. And is this idea that we can't just ask the question directly, as opposed to we have to go through TweetDeck or something like that?
Yeah. Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.